Welcome to day one, September 1st. I'm so honored and thankful that you're here. I'm so blessed to connect with you today. And thank you for saying yes. Thank you for inviting yourself into the depths of your growth, of your potential, of your healing, of your joy, and of your peace. I pray this month, every single day, you have a moment of stillness, of silence. Now, meditation is different than prayer. It's different than thinking or creating. It is just nothing. The idea that your mind is like the blue sky. And as you see a cloud come in, which is a thought, you observe the thought. You observe the cloud and then you let it pass. Maybe you have tons of clouds. Maybe you have a whole storm. Maybe you have a tornado. I don't know. Maybe you have a rainbow. But the thought is okay. And then releasing it is the goal. So every day, maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening, you sit still, you sit up straight as you possibly can, and you close your eyes. Now for some, keeping our eyes closed is the hardest part. I know how that is. You want to look around, maybe you hear something or you hear someone, but that is the beauty of meditation. You could be in a crowded park, in a crowded food court, somewhere crazy. Maybe you're in nature and no one's around. Maybe you're in nature, you hear something. But the power of staying still with your eyes closed, even if you hear something, even if you hear someone talking, if you hear something in the distance or close by, closing your eyes is the most important part of this practice. Although our eyes are beautiful, our eyes can actually be deceiving because they're overstimulating. They're over-objectifying. Imagine meeting someone with a blindfold on. You both have blindfolds, and you have dinner with this person, and the entire time you don't get to see what they look like. The beauty of your imagination, of your surrender. You're not thinking what they think, how you look. You're not thinking about judging them. You're free. Because your eyes are closed, you're more free. This is the practice this month. The beauty of seeing within when you're not looking outward. You can look inward with your eyes closed. This is your superpower. This is your strength. Follow your breath. Follow your body. Sit up straight. Keep breathing. And allow your tailbone, which is called your root chakra. Think about your tailbone being the roots of a tree. And those roots going down, however you're sitting right now, maybe in nature, maybe on a little meditation cushion. And then the deeper those roots can go beneath your tailbone, beneath your butt, the deeper they can go, the more energy you can transfer up your spine, every single vertebrae, up to your neck, up to your head, up to your thoughts, your mind. The deeper your root chakra can go, your root, your tailbone grounded, the more clear the channel, the more clear the energy, the more clear the freedom, the force to go up to your head. Allow your tailbone to center you so you may have energy come all the way to your head from your spine, every vertebrae. There's so many different ways to focus and think when you're meditating. Like, where do your eyes go? Where do your thoughts go? Just to focus on the breath. Maybe 15 minutes. The best part about meditation is you should lose track of time. You should lose track of worry, track of checking your phone. Did someone text you? Did someone call you? Take off your smartwatch if you have one. Take off any distractions if you have any. Turn your phone on silent mode. It could all wait. It could all wait. All of it. So thankful for you for joining this challenge, for honoring yourself, for your heart and your healing, so that you may show up to every conversation, every person, every encounter, every emotion fully today. But it begins with you. It begins with grounding. It begins with honoring you, the vessel you've been giving, this healthy body, this beautiful body that you have is a vessel. It is a channel. It's a radio station. And you get to choose what station you're tuned to. So I pray you can tune to heaven. You can tune to freedom, to joy, to happiness. This recording is just the intro to the month. Thank you so much. I love you. I see you. I honor you. I hug you. I embrace you. I feel you connected to your body. Our souls are connected in the cosmos and the quantums. You are an angel. You are a light source. You are a healer. You are a friend, a sister, a brother, a daughter, a mother, a father. You are what the world needs. You are what you need. You are more than enough, simply just being. Ten minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes can change your whole day, can change your whole week, can change your whole month, can change your whole life. I love you so much. I appreciate you. May you find stillness, centeredness, groundedness, calm the storm. Lose track of time for your blue sky mind. I love you all. I'll check in with you soon. I'll make a couple more recordings this month. If you need help or support, I would love for you to join our app and to connect with someone in the community, have an accountability buddy, or call your mom, call your dad, call someone and say, hey, I want to meditate every day this month. Would you want to do this challenge with me? Accountability is key. It is crucial. It is needed. We need one another. We need each other for every aspect of our life. If you feel like supporting or donating, contributing to the cause, to the movement, we would love your support, your donations. No worries if not. This invitation is for everyone. I love you all. Have a beautiful September 1st. You are amazing. Blessings.